Hey, hockey fans. We're diving deep into tonight's matchup. It's a big one. The Colorado Avalanche taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Avs, well, they're coming off a bit of a stumble, a 5-2 loss to the Blackhawks. But tonight's a chance to bounce back, and they've got the Lightning standing in their way. Always a tough opponent, those Lightning. Adding fuel to the fire, Nathan MacKinnon is on a tear. He's riding a 10-game point streak. Unbelievable. And then there's Cale Makar. This guy, he's making history, folks. Longest season opening point streak for a defenseman in Avs history.
Now, what's really wild about Makar's streak is it puts him in some pretty elite company. We're talking tied for second longest in league history. That's incredible. Only one guy in NHL history has a longer season opening point streak for a defenseman, a name you might have heard before, Bobby Orr.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Orr. Now that's a legend, a hockey icon. Just to get some context for those who might not know. But yeah, Makar, to be even mentioned in the same breath as Orr at this stage in his career, Incredible. Okay, so before we get too carried away with all the excitement for tonight, let's rewind a bit back to that Avs loss against Chicago. Chicago's Filip Kurashev, he got things going, scoring on a power play, but then Casey Mittelstadt, our guy, answers right back with his 6th goal of the season. Not too shabby, but unfortunately Chicago, they managed to pull ahead 2 quick goals. But MacKinnon, he keeps the Avs in it. Scores another power play goal, all before the first period ends.
Yeah, and looking at the game as a whole, gotta say, special teams were a big factor. Chicago's first goal and MacKinnon's, both power plays. And then those empty net goals Chicago scored later, they kind of inflated that score a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That loss definitely stings. But gotta focus on the positives. I mean, MacKinnon, 10-game point streak, come on. And speaking of streaks, Makar's run is just, I don't know, it's mind-blowing. Think about it, Bobby Orr. This guy redefined what it meant to be a defenseman, an absolute icon. And Makar's right there, setting records early in his career.
Yeah, it's really something to see Makar being compared to a legend like Orr, especially this early on. He's a force out there on the ice, and that streak just shows you how talented he is.
Totally. And, hey, while we're on the topic of Avs making history, can't forget about Mikko Rantanen. He's quietly been climbing the ranks. He's 9th all-time for points by a Finnish-born player. Just passed Issa Tikkanen, another legend, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And get this. He's got some tough competition ahead of him on that list. Teppo Numminen, Mikko Koivu, both incredible players. It just goes to show you, Finland, man, they just produce NHL talent like it's nothing.
Seriously. It's amazing when you think about it. But okay, enough reminiscing about the past. Let's shift gears. Tonight's the main event, Avs versus Lightning. Get ready, folks. This is a rematch, remember? The 2022 Stanley Cup Final. Avs took home the cup after an incredible 6-game series. But last season, regular season that is, these teams split their 2 games, each winning on home ice. So tonight, it's anyone's game. That's what makes it so exciting. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, though, let's check in on Tampa. How are they doing? Well, they're coming off an overtime win against the Predators. Braden Point got them on the board first. Mitchell Chaffee added another goal. Looked like they were in control. Predators tied it up. Then Nick Paul, overtime hero, slams the door shut with a game-winning goal.
Yeah, that win against Nashville, I think it could be a sign. You know, maybe Tampa's finding their groove after a kind of slow start to the season. The Avs, they definitely can't underestimate Tampa, especially after that overtime thriller.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt about it. All right, so let's talk about the players to watch tonight, the guys you might even want to fear a little bit. For the Avs, got to start with MacKinnon. He's been a nightmare for Tampa Bay throughout his career, 29 points in 19 regular season games. And then, of course, there was that Stanley Cup Final performance. Legendary. Oh, and how could we forget about Makar? He was crucial in that Cup run. And his stats against Tampa, regular season, A&D playoffs. Ridiculous.
That raises a good question, though. Can Tampa even handle that kind of offensive firepower? It's a tough ask, but they do have some serious weapons of their own. Nikita Kucherov, he's leading their scoring right now. And guys like Anthony Cirelli and Brandon Hagel, they're always a threat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This matchup is packed with talent. And speaking of talent, let's dig into some stats, see what they tell us about tonight. First off, Casey Mittelstadt, he's been on fire. 8 points in his last 4 games, a personal best. And then there's the Avs power play. Straight up lethal this season, tied for the league lead with 12 power play goals.
So that's
something to keep an eye on. Oh, and here's a fun fact. The Avs, they lead the NHL in bursts of skating speed over 22 miles per hour. Now, that's some serious speed.
You know, what's interesting about those speed bursts is what they tell us about how the Avs play. They're all about speed, agility, using it to create those scoring chances. It's risky, sure. High risk, high reward.
Yeah.
But when it works, It's incredibly effective.
Absolutely. Something to watch for tonight. And before we wrap up part one of this deep dive, I want to share a quote from Cale Makar. I found it really insightful. He said, and I quote, "I think it's just getting guys to the net. If we get guys to the net, we've got to reward them. And I think tonight, like I said, it was just a lot of the perimeter play, not generating a lot of high opportunity scoring chances."
Yeah, I see what Makar's saying. Sounds like he's saying the Avs need to be more aggressive offensively against a team like Tampa, known for their tight defense, just circling the perimeter. That's not going to cut it. I got to generate those high danger scoring chances if they want to score.
You got it. Ending part one with a little tactical insight there.
You know, it's interesting hearing Makar talk about getting to the net, creating those high danger chances. Makes you think, even after that tough loss to Chicago, the Avs are already, you know, thinking about the next game, how to adjust, how to beat Tampa.
Exactly. And that's what I love about these matchups. You've got two teams constantly adapting, strategizing, countering each other's moves. It's like chess on ice with a lot more checking.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we talk strategy, one area that could be crucial tonight, special teams. The Avs, they've got power play that's been on fire. They'll be looking to capitalize on any mistakes Tampa makes.
Oh, yeah. Tampa's penalty kill. They're going to have their work cut out for them tonight. But you can't count Tampa's special teams out either. Mm-hmm. Their power play, their penalty kill units, they're packed with experience, skill. It's going to be a battle of pure execution out there.
Yeah, and that battle, I think it'll go beyond just special teams. Both teams, Avs and Lightning, they're known for their discipline, their structure. They're not afraid to get physical, and they both excel at limiting those scoring chances.
Which means, in a game like this, even the smallest mistake, a turnover, a missed assignment, a lapse in focus, anything could be magnified, could swing the momentum.
And momentum, that's huge, especially in a game as intense as this one. The team that comes out strong, sets the pace, they'll have a real advantage. It'll be interesting to see how those opening minutes play out, you know? Both teams feeling each other out, waiting for that first strike.
Kind of like a heavyweight boxing match. Each jab, testing the other's defenses, waiting for that knockout punch.
I like that analogy. And speaking of knockout punchers, both teams have them. We've talked about MacKinnon and Makar for the Avs, but Tampa, they've got Kucherov, Point. Those guys can change the game in an instant.
No doubt about it. And let's not forget the supporting cast. For the Avs, you've got Rantanen, Landeskog, Nichushkin, all bringing something different to the table.
Yeah.
And Tampa, Cirelli, Palat, Hedman, wow, just stacked lineups.
A real clash of tight ends, for sure. But, you know, as much as we can analyze, break down the matchups, hockey always has that element of unpredictability. That's what makes it so great, right?
I agree 100%. You can have all the pregame analysis you want, but once that puck drops, it's a whole new ballgame. The intensity, the emotions, sometimes it just comes down to who wants it more.
And in a game like this one, with the history between these teams, that desire to win, it's going to be palpable. It's not just about the 2 points. It's about pride, bragging rights, proving yourself against the best.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And speaking of proving yourself, we talked about Mittelstaff's hot streak. But I'm also curious to see how some of the other players on both sides, you know, how they step up in a big game like this one.
Yeah, I'm with you there. For the Avs, I'm keeping an eye on Alex Newhook, young player, tons of potential. A game like this, this could be his moment.
Yeah, he's got the speed, the skill, and we've seen those flashes of brilliance. A strong performance against Tampa, that could be huge for his confidence. On the Tampa side, I'm kind of intrigued by Brandon Hagel. He's been quietly effective this season. I think he could be a difference maker tonight.
Hagel, yeah, he's got a knack for finding the net, and he's not afraid to get physical. He could definitely cause some trouble for the Avs.
Oh, speaking of trouble, we can't forget about Tampa's last line of defense, Andrei Vasilevsky. This guy, one of the best goalies in the world, a brick wall. The Avs, they're going to have to be creative, really on their game to get pucks past him.
Vasilevsky is incredible, so calm under pressure. He's got this ability to make those clutch saves just when you think you've got him beat. The Avs are going to need a lot of patience, a lot of persistence to solve him.
And discipline, too. Got to stay disciplined. Taking unnecessary penalties against Tampa, that's just asking for trouble. Special teams, they could very well decide this game like they often do in these close matchups.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the offensive firepower on both sides, but let's not forget about defense. Both teams, they have solid defensive structures, limiting those high danger chances. That's going to be key.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in all the offensive excitement. But like they say, defense wins championships, right? And in a game like this, where every inch of the ice is going to be a battle, strong defense, that's going to be absolutely crucial.
And that defensive battle, it'll probably extend to the neutral zone. Both teams, they're experts at disrupting those transition games, forcing turnovers. Whoever can control that neutral zone, create more offensive zone entries, that's going to be a big advantage.
It's all about puck possession, limiting those scoring opportunities. This game, it's going to be a grind, a physical battle. The team that weathers the storm, capitalizes on their chances, that's the team that's going to win, I think.
And that's what makes this matchup so compelling. It's a clash of styles, a battle of wills, a chance to see some of the best hockey players in the world, just, you know, going head to head, the kind of game hockey fans dream of.
Couldn't agree more. But before we wrap up this part of the deep dive, let's step back for a second and look at the bigger picture. It's early in the season, sure, but a win against Tampa, that could be a huge confidence boost for the Avs, especially after that loss to the Blackhawks. It sent a message, you know, a message that there's still a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and for Tampa, a win here. That solidifies their position, shows everyone they're a top contender in the East, proves they can beat the best, even on the road.
The stakes are high, the excitement is building, we are ready for some hockey. All right, hockey fans, back for the third period of our deep dive, and it's Avalanche versus Lightning. We've looked at the matchups, the stats. Now it's time for some bold predictions. What do you think? Any gut feelings on how this one plays out?
Well, you know me. I love a good prediction. Gotta say, I think special teams are going to be huge tonight. I think the Avalanche's power play, the one that's been so lethal, I think that's going to be the difference maker. Tampa's penalty kill is good, don't get me wrong. But I think the Avs will find a way, you know, exploit it once, maybe even twice.
Ooh, I like it. Bold. But I can definitely see it happening. That Avs power play, it's a machine. Tampa's going to have their hands full trying to stop it. All right, my turn. Let's see. I'm going to predict Nathan MacKinnon extends that point streak.
Yeah.
Make it 11 games. He's been on fire lately. I don't see Tampa slowing him down tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one. MacKinnon's playing with so much confidence right now. And we all know how he steps up against the tough competition. He could have a huge night for sure. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm predicting this one goes down to the wire. These teams, they're so evenly matched, it's going to be a battle back and forth, a real nail biter.
Oh, I love it. Nail biter, edge of your seat action all night long. All right, so predictions aside, what are some key storylines, things we should be watching for tonight?
I'm really interested to see how the Avalanche respond after that loss to the Blackhawks. Do they come out firing, looking for redemption, or does that loss, you know, maybe shake their confidence a bit? It's all about how they bounce back.
That's a great point. We talked about momentum and how even one loss can sometimes, you know, plant a seed of doubt. The Avs, they need to shake that off, come out aggressive, ready to play their game. You know, what else I'm curious about? The goaltending matchup. Vasilevskiy, we know he's a wall, but can Georgiev match him? Can he keep the Avs in it? That could be huge.
Oh, that's going to be a fun one to watch for sure. Georgiev, he's been solid for the Avs this season, no doubt. But tonight, he's got to be at his best. Got to shut down Tampa's offense. It's classic offense versus defense. And yeah, the goalies, they could very well decide this one. You know, another thing I'm thinking about is the coaching. How do the coaches adapt their game plans throughout the game? Will we see any surprises, any unexpected line changes, tactical shifts?
That's what I love about these high-level games. It's like a chess match. The coaches, they're always trying to outsmart each other. It's not just about the players on the ice. It's about thinking ahead, making adjustments on the fly. Speaking of adapting, another thing to watch is the physicality. It's going to be a battle out there. We know that. Lots of hitting, lots of intensity. Which team keeps their cool? Avoids those costly penalties.
That's so important, especially against Tampa. They can make you pay on the power play, no doubt. Avs got to play smart. Stay disciplined, can't give Tampa any freebies, and, you know, can't forget about the mental game either. These two teams, there's some history there, a bit of a rivalry brewing. Who handles the pressure better? Who stays focused when things get heated?
Absolutely. In a game like this, emotions run high.
Easy to get caught up in the moment.
The team that stays calm, sticks to the game plan, they've got a big advantage. All right, so we've covered a lot tonight, haven't we? Matchups, stats, storylines, predictions, the whole shebang. Now it's your turn, listeners. Put all this knowledge to good use. As you watch the game tonight, remember what we talked about. The special teams, the goaltending, the coaching, the intensity. But most importantly, enjoy the show. This is going to be a classic. Two of the best teams in the NHL going head-to-head. We can't wait to see what happens. So grab your snacks, get comfortable, and get ready for some incredible hockey.
Yeah, and let us know what you thought of the game. Did our predictions come true? What were the big moments for you? We love hearing from you guys, so hit us up on social media. Let's talk hockey.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive, folks. Avalanche versus Lightning, we hope you're ready for this one. It's going to be a battle of skill, strategy, and pure will. Who's going to come out on top? We'll be watching right along with you. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.